Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We can't be a babe all our lives. We have to start, the Bible says, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Whenever you have spiritually matured, you're able to take God's word and take it through his will and say, all right, hey, this is what God wants me to do. Now, when something's different, if it's knocking up against that, it's wrong. It's pretty simple. And lastly, discernment can also be a gift. God gives spiritual discernment. He says, seek him and he will give you those things that you need. So they laughed at Nehemiah, say he's trying to build these walls. It's been torn down for 100 years. They laughed at him. Then when the work is almost done, they'd be saying, hey, we're going to come up with you with armies. We're going to come up with you with armies and tear that wall down. So these guys got some surrounding enemies to say, hey, we're coming up against you. So they tried to strike fear into God's people. God people cannot function with fear. Fear overrides faith. Matter of fact, I remember when those guys it was a 300 things about to go, and then they took some water. These, y'all remember what I'm talking about? And then he said, hey, those ones that lap differently, let them go. Because they were scared, they were looking. Whenever we do a work for the Lord, we cannot be scared. Amen. I tell you, we're some of the softest Christians today. Can you imagine putting us back there in those times where these guys had to fight the weather, travel here and there? We try to come out on Saturday, we sit in a nice car with air conditioning, and we can't even do that. But these guys had to travel on a boat, shipwreck. They had to go miles around to preach about Jesus. These people believed in Jesus. Do we believe in Jesus? Amen. Do you believe that you carry the words of life? Amen. If it does, it will make a difference. But anyway, they try to strike fear into the people. What was Nehemiah's response? Let's turn there. I like that. Let's turn here. What was Nehemiah's response when they tried to set fear into God's people? Let's take that real quick here. I'm going to turn to it. When they tried to strike fear into God's people. Turn to Nehemiah chapter 4. And we're going to read 7-9. And I want you to get this. Nehemiah chapter 4. And we're going to read verse 7-9. Listen to this. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdods heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. That means they were mad. They were steaming. And conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem. And guess what? To what? Hinder it. But watch this. I like this word. Whenever you see this word in the Bible, get ready. Something about to happen. Nevertheless, what did we do? We made our prayer unto God and set watch against them night and day because of them. Goodness gracious. You better get that. Amen. All right, you coming? We're going to go to the Lord who is our protector. And we're going to tell him, Lord God, they're coming and we don't know what they're going to do, but we want you to protect us. Amen. But he set up a watch. Somebody just simply would have prayed and say, all right, the Lord's going to handle us. I guarantee you they would have did that. They would have came up to the city and took it. But the people saw that, hey, Nehemiah prayed. They couldn't see that. But then he set up a watch. I guarantee you they had spies coming out. Oh, man, they're setting up watches at every gate. They got somebody up there watching. They got a trumpet ready. They ready for us. We can't just go in there like we don't know what we're doing. They said, hey, he done prayed to God. This man's doing a great work. We see the movement. Stuff is happening. And then he is prepared for attack.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.